AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The search for two escaped killers is straining the emotions of people living near the prison in New York.
The manhunt for David Sweat and Richard Matt forced the cancellation of a fundraiser by the volunteer fire department in Katyville, New York.
Very important to us, but honestly feel that it is the only decision to make for the sake of public safety.
Chuck Kostick is event organizer. Shelley St. Denis says she has felt like a prisoner in her own home, and it's unnerving.
You just don't know. These people have nothing to lose. You know, you're afraid to be in your house and have someone coming in at you. That has nothing to lose.
About 800 officers are involved in the search for the escapees. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dallas police say they used a robot to inspect five packages found near police headquarters, allegedly planted by a suspect who also shot up the building and was later killed by a police sniper after a chase. Chief David Brown.
This bag contained pipe bombs, and as the robot picked up the bag exploded.
President Obama says passage of trade adjustment assistance is important to American workers.
Trade adjustment assistance provides vital support like job training and community college education to tens of thousands of American workers each year who were hurt by past trade deals, the kind we're not going to repeat again.
He spoke in his weekly media address. In this week's Republican address, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt expressed concern that the administration wants to hold up on a troop funding bill unless Congress agrees to spending for the IRS and the Environmental Protection Agency first.
The leader of Senate Democrats recently said debating the defense bill is, quote, a waste of time, end quote. You know, providing for America's active duty military service members and the security of our nation is never a waste of time.
This is AP Radio News. Egypt has opened its border with the Gaza Strip, allowing Palestinians to enter and leave the isolated piece of land for the first time in months.
The Rafah border crossing is Gaza's only gateway to the outside world with no Israeli control. For the most part, Egypt has kept the crossing closed ever since the militant group Hamas took control of the coastal strip in 2007. But Egypt has opened the Rafah crossing in both directions for 6 hours a day over each of 3 days. 15,000 Palestinians have applied to exit into Egypt, according to one Palestinian official, who added those allowed to cross will be mostly humanitarian cases. The opening of the crossing is seen as a humanitarian gesture by Egypt ahead of the Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
U.S. officials are rejecting ExxonMobil's request to reconsider a $1 million penalty imposed against it over a 63,000-gallon crude oil spill in Montana's Yellowstone River. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.